still need tickets. We're about an hour away. How about 7:50? We're going to be doing ticket tag. But this morning, we're starting at the 10th row. Then we're going 9th, 8th, 7th, all the way to 4:50 on the 50s all day today. Casper at 4:50, front row tickets for you. But good morning. It is US 99 and Styles and Roman. And yes, we all remember this show. Cheers. It was like a staple where everybody knows your name, right? If you go to Boston, everybody visits this bar. Well, one of the actors on the show, Frasier Crane, a.k.a. Kelsey Grammer, he was on Conan O'Brien the other day, and all I'm going to do or all I'm going to say is just, wow, take a listen.
I'm not a tattoo guy, no.
Yeah, you have no tattoos?
No, I have one tattoo. Actually, I had it in that picture as well, but it's in a place that's very discreet.
Can you be a little more elaborate, please?
Yeah, it's right over here. it's right over
there. Oh, it's in the groinal area.
It's sort of over near there.
And why did you get it there?
Well,
is it pointing the way? What's it doing?
No, you know what?
Turn right here for plenty of fun.
I think it was more of sort of an ownership thing.
Mm-hmm.
My wife said, why don't you get a tattoo? And I guess maybe it was based on the idea that if ever... I thought maybe a peccadillo outside the marriage was a good idea, that whoever might be, you know, would read that this particular piece of equipment was already signed and owned by someone named Kate.
So Kelsey Grammer, he got a tattoo down there of his wife's name, Kate. Just in case if he ever... All right, I'm not going to get into it. 312-946-4995, please. There's got to be someone else who has this. Tattoos down there. Or maybe, ladies, guys out there, did you get cheated on? 312. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe he's got that tattoo down there. 312-946-4995. Call us up this morning. Hey, it's Friday. Let's have some fun. He's going to be here tomorrow. And if you need tickets, 7:50 this morning. Styles and Roman in US 99. We gotcha. But remember Frasier Crane? A.K.A. Kelsey Grammer. You have the character from the OTV show Cheers. Well, he went on Conan O'Brien the other day, and he told Conan that he got a tattoo downstairs of his wife's name. So if it was ever there that he wanted to cheat, that hopefully he wouldn't when he saw his wife's name down there. I don't know. Crazy story. I don't know what he was thinking doing this. But last night we were out in Plainfield at Crafted, and we talked to a married couple about this. Ran into a married couple. What's your name?
Justin.
Gianna.
How long have you guys been married?
17 years.
Woo! 17 years. Wow. Okay. Now, you guys remember Kelsey Grammer, the actor, right?
Yes.
What was the TV show that everybody knows him from?
Cheers.
Cheers, of course. Yes. Okay. Did you hear that Kelsey Grammer got a tattoo down below, like, the groin area of his wife's name? Now, do you have that of your wife's name?
Absolutely not.
And the reason Kelsey said he got it is because if he ever felt the urge to cheat, he would have his wife's name down there, so he would think twice and not do it. What do you think about that? Now do you want your man to maybe get your name tattooed down there?
Absolutely not.
I remember who my wife is after 17 years.
Yeah. Do you want to get my name tattooed down there?
Yes, I
yeah,
do. That's
all right.
Call 312-946-4995 to talk to Styles and Roman. US 99.
You could be rich coming up in about 5 minutes. How about 7:15? We kick it off $12,000 a day, $1,000. Hey, that would definitely make you have an amazing weekend. Or it may make you go to a tattoo parlor because the actor, Kelsey Grammer, we all know him from Cheers, Frasier Crane, and also the TV show Frasier that was on for a very long time. He told Conan that he got a tattoo of his wife's name downstairs, just in case if he ever wanted to cheat. So he would just look at that and go, maybe I shouldn't be cheating. Well, maybe that shouldn't be the reason why. Oh, whatever. All right, so we got Morgan on the phone right now. Some crazy tattoo stories. Morgan, what do you got?
So I went into a tattoo shop once to get my septum pierced. Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend at the time was a tattoo artist. Some young kid, he's probably like, I don't know, 19, 20, comes in and got a little tiny cupcake tattooed on his...
I don't even know if we could say that on the radio.
I don't know either, but I had to tell you. My boyfriend was like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah. So my boyfriend had to, like, go down there and tattoo this tiny little cupcake. It's like the size of a dime on there. I was like, oh, my God.
I hope your boyfriend got a big tip for this.
I think he ended up walking away with, like, $100, but it was, like, something I'll never forget ever.
I know $100 is a lot of money, but I would have to pass on that. And I'm never going to be able to look at cupcakes the same way.
Yes.
$1,000 if you're texting the word TALL, T-A-L-L, to 72881. Come on, win some cash. Kick off the weekend. Good morning. It's US 99, and we were talking about Kelsey Grammer. He got a tattoo downstairs of his wife's name, so he won't cheat anymore. Really? You really need that, so you have to remind yourself not to cheat? We got Sarah joining the show this morning. Sarah, has a guy ever cheated on you?
Well, I don't know if you call him a guy, but he was definitely a boy.
Oh, a boy? What do you mean? Explain the story.
Well, I was 15 years old.
Okay.
And I followed him out, went in my backyard, and sure enough, saw him kissing another girl behind the bushes. Really? Come on, man.
So you were 15 years old, and you're still holding a grudge against this boy?
Yeah, I guess I should get over it. I'm in my 30s now, so.
Is he married right now?
He's engaged.
Do you follow him still on Facebook?
No, I don't do Facebook. I do Instagram.
So you follow him on Instagram?
No, I don't.
So you have one of your girlfriends following him and reporting?
She reports to me.
Of course, you girls are so sneaky.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. We're excited because we have 10th row, 9th row, 8th, 7, 6, 5, 4. We have front row tickets for you. So we're going to kick it off at 7:50, ticket tagging it up with 10th row. Then we're going to do it every hour on the 50s. And then our boy Casper, how about this, 4:50 later on this afternoon, he has front row tickets for you. The show is tomorrow out in Tinley to go check out Kelsey and Keith Urban. It's going to be amazing, but you're thinking to yourself, why are Styles and Roman playing the Cheers theme song in the background? Well, we all remember Frasier Crane from the show Cheers. His real name is Kelsey Grammer. Well, he was on Conan O'Brien a couple days ago, and all I'm going to say is, just take a listen.
I'm not a tattoo guy, no.
Yeah. You have no tattoos?
No, I have one tattoo. Actually, I had it in that picture as well, but it's in a place that's very discreet.
Can you be a little more elaborate, please?
Yeah, it's right over here. It's right over there.
Oh, it's in the groinal area.
It's sort of over near there.
And why did you get it there?
Well,
is it pointing the way? What's it doing?
No, you know what?
Turn right here for plenty of fun.
I think it was more of sort of an ownership thing.
Mm-hmm.
My wife said, why don't you get a tattoo? And I guess maybe it was based on the idea that if ever I thought maybe a peccadillo outside the marriage was a good idea, that whoever might be, you know, would read that this particular piece of equipment was already signed and owned by someone named Kate.
What is going on really this morning, making us laugh, I guess? Hey, you have fun when you get married, but hey, none of us should ever cheat. Let's go to the phones. Jenny from Prospect Heights, has anybody ever cheated on you?
Well, my boyfriend at the time, not now, but he flew me out to meet his parents in New Jersey, and we went to a college town party, which sounded really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wake up the next morning. Well, I wake up the next morning, and I'm like, where is this guy? So I go to, like, the little dorm room, I guess, next door, and he's in bed with somebody else.
What? Oh! So you fly out to see him and meet his parents, and he's in bed with another girl?
Yeah, and on the first day, I meet his mom. Second day, I meet his dad. Then I meet his sisters and stuff.
On the fourth day, you met his mistress?
Yeah. And then I had to stay there for a whole nother day. It was awful.
Well, now we know why he's your ex.
Yeah.
Chicago's hottest country.
It's the best radio station.
US 99.